What's the deal with natural hair? Welcome to another episode of A Black Working Mother. My name is Shanice Lodgeday. ablackworkingmother@gmail.com is the email address. Hit us up if you have any questions today. I've got a question from Jim who's like, what's up with this natural hair movement? I see you've also gone natural. Is there a reason for that? Well, two things, and I have to state this up front first of all. If you have a weave, if you have straightened hair, it's your choice. And guess what? It is absolutely your right. And if you love it, go ahead and rock it. So I hope what I'm going to say doesn't offend anybody who doesn't have natural hair. These are just my personal thoughts on the issue. So, full disclaimer, I have worn weaves, wigs, I've had my hair straightened, I've done just about everything with my hair. But I'm at a point in my life, I've got a daughter, and I'm at a point in my life where I've interacted with people, my husband is one of them, and with situations in my life that have obviously made me grow or made me reappraise certain things. So what you're asking me is actually a very personal question, but I'll do my best to tell you how I feel about hair in general. I think hair has been politicized. I think hair is definitely a source of identity. We derive a lot of our identity from the way we look. And for me, there are three isms that come to mind when I think about hair. And I'll explain what I mean by isms. Capitalism, racism, and sexism. Now, is it unfortunate? Is it unfair? Of course, we live in an unfortunate and unfair world. I'll explain a little bit more what I mean more about the isms for me. I'll tackle the first and possibly most explosive one, racism. Unfortunately, you have situations where if you have dreadlocks, you're not gonna get a certain kind of job. If you've got hair that's nappy, like mine is, they'll tell you, do you not have money to be able to afford straighteners? Is it a financial thing? I've heard this, believe me, I have. And this is the thing, if this is the way my hair naturally grows out of my head, I need to be proud of that. Now, if I have a weave or whatever, it doesn't mean that I'm automatically saying that, you know, I hate my hair. No, I don't believe in those hair Nazis who are out there trying to make everyone feel bad for their personal decisions, no. What I'm trying to say is, if you are that person who thinks that wearing your hair the way it comes out of your head naturally is a problem, then I'm not happy with that. And that's not something I can subscribe to. And that's something I will always speak out against, because I don't believe we should be teaching our children, the future generation, to be ashamed of who they are naturally. But on the same wheelhouse, there are people who use this against us to make us feel like we're an inferior race, like there's something wrong with us. And those are things we should all be speaking out against. So if ever anyone uses the racism card against you to say your hair is nappy or kinky or substandard or not as good as straightened, long, blonde hair, you should fight that with every fiber of your being. The next ism is capitalism. Okay, let's look at the hair industry for a second, folks, and get real about this. There are billions of dollars being made by making women feel inferior about themselves, right? And the capitalism card is played when you see adverts where, oh, her hair is so smooth and silky, and when she passes her hand through her hair, it doesn't do that, and it goes all the way through without any issues. There's nothing wrong with your hair being hard and coiled and tight. That also is a standard of beauty. So if anyone is trying to make money off of someone's insecurities, that also should be something we stand up and say no to. And guess what? The natural hair industry can also be just as lucrative. It also took me time to look like this. And product, by the way. It just isn't as lucrative as making people feel bad about themselves so they want to go out there and get wigs and weaves and chemical straighteners in their hair. So if you're doing that because you want to, it makes you feel good, no problem. But if you're doing that because of an insecurity or a feeling of worthlessness or that you're not as good at, please kill that idea right now and be proud to wear your hair nappy. And remember that you're not feeding the capitalism cycle. The last ism is sexism. Again, I don't really have to elaborate on this, but if you're doing or wearing your hair a certain way to please a certain man because he says you don't look as good as XYZ because she's got a long weave up to here, then you know what? Ditch that, brother. Look for one who's actually got some sense. Because I guarantee you that sexism is a huge, huge factor in how women feel about themselves, whether they feel good, whether they feel empowered. I knew a woman who no one in the office knew what her actual hair looked like. I'm talking she would remove a weave and that same day replace it with another weave. And when you look at some of the root causes of some of these issues, it is because we feel like we're not good looking enough to attract a mate, or men just don't find us appealing in our natural form. And I think if any man doesn't find you appealing the way God intended you to be, I'm not sure that's a man you ever want to mess with. So I hope that's answered your question on why I personally am on the natural hair revolution. It doesn't mean that the next episode of Black Working Mother, you might not see me with my hair in braids or something like that. But to me, it's a personal choice, and that's what I believe it should be. It should be a personal choice that comes out of a good and strong place, not one that comes out of weakness or someone trying to make money off you, make you feel inferior, or trying to make your race feel less than. I hope that helps, and don't forget to share this message. There might be someone out there who really needs to hear it. I'll talk to you next week right here on Black Working Mother. My name is Shanice Lodgett.